Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 16, verses 10 through 15. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
And one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. The Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they ridiculed him. And he said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God." This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This one thing is needful. All others are vain. I count all but loss that I, Christ, may obtain. It's a bit of a wonderful intro for our reading today. Our Lord, Christ Jesus, is continuing to discuss about faithfulness. And the ones that oppose him in our reading today are the Pharisees. Were they in charge of the government? Had civic power to command people to do this or that, tell them not to do this or that? No. They didn't hold any particular position, power, civic government. Were they in charge of the temple, in charge of the religious worship? Were they there to command people to sacrifice, to kneel before God, to pray to him, to sing his praises? No, they didn't have any particular control in the temple, in the church, to command how the liturgy was to be done, how the word was to be proclaimed. But they did have power. They had influence. They had esteem. They were those in the public that others looked up to, that others respected. They thought quite highly of them. The Pharisees did not think highly of our Lord. Fact is that we are more akin to the Pharisee than even to the faithful Christians, the disciples of Christ gathered by him. Because we have our own gods, just as they did. And that's really what we're talking about today. That question, who is your God? The Pharisees enjoyed the public approval, the fine raiments, you know, clothes. They enjoyed the wisdom that people sought from them. Because the Pharisees believed that they should, as a people, Israel, return to a very strict adherence to the Mosaic laws. That by withdrawing from the Gentiles, from the unclean outer world, focusing on all of the works, the things to do, the actions you must take, that this would restore the glory of God's kingdom, that of David. And they would finally stand in the world with great esteem, with great power, with great wealth. They had many other gods, which is to say many things that they loved, that they looked to for help, and that they feared losing more than the one true God. Because that is what makes both God and idol. It's the object of your faith, that which you look to for every good blessing, that which you fear, that which you trust, and that which you love above all things. It is the first commandment after all. You shall have no other gods. But the world tempts us in so many ways. And the Pharisees, as Scripture tells us, had fallen to one particular god or false god that they loved, they trusted, they feared more than anything. Literally, it is they were lovers of silver. That's how the Greek is rendered. They loved money. Maybe not just because of what it could do, but because of what it was. The shininess, the power, the wealth. Money was their god. And that is why Christ was talking about true riches and faithfulness to it. If you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, that is the gifts of this world, and by faithfulness he means these things are not yours, they're given to you by God, they're entrusted to you for you to use, to serve God, to serve your neighbor. But that is the greatest commandment. To love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your mind. And the second is like it. To love your neighbor as yourself. Be faithful with the unrighteous things, that is, the fallen things of this world. Be that food, clothing, shelter, money, whatever. Be faithful in that being given to you to serve your neighbor, to care for them. The things God has given you are not to be worshipped. They're just stuff. We are to worship the one who gives them, to be faithful with this unrighteous wealth. Because if we have not been faithful in that unrighteous wealth, if we have not been faithful in the things that belong to another, well, who's going to give you what is your own? Who's going to give you true riches if you've been so faithless with this? And our Lord Jesus is speaking there of himself. True riches of heaven, that which does not rust or is eaten by moths, not the things of this world, the things of God. And he calls us to be faithful to him, to the true riches, baptized into his name and made an heir, a child of God. Every gift of heaven is yours. The true riches the Lord is giving to you. And that's why I think this text fits so well on this particular day in our church when we remember Joseph of Arimathea. Joseph was a member of the council. He did not consent to what they had done to our Lord Jesus, condemning him falsely, dragging him up to Pilate that he might be crucified. Now, he was a disciple of our Lord, secretly for fear of the power, the influence of others. But he loved Jesus. He loved the true riches. And that is why all four Gospels record Joseph coming to Pilate to ask for the Lord's body after he had died on the cross, that he might care for it, that he might give his empty tomb that he had purchased with these earthly riches, that our Lord, Christ Jesus, might be laid to rest, his body cared for, that he might look after the true riches. May we be like Joseph, faithful to care for, to love our Lord. For in caring and loving for him, we naturally care and love for everyone. For God did not send his Son to condemn the world, to judge it, to sit on the throne of David there in a false kingdom on earth, to judge and to rule and to condemn. But rather to suffer and die on this throne, to pour out his body, his blood, to give us forgiveness, life, salvation, peace with God, with one another with ourselves. The true riches of heaven that he gives freely to you who are faithful to the one true living God, who fear, who love, who trust in God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, above all things. And may we, by the working of the Holy Spirit, proclamation of the word, be faithful unto death, even as Joseph, treasuring the true riches and being faithful with the greatest gift of all, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.